From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Wall of Fire by Gilbert Morris, the seventh book in the Appomattox Saga. Now let's begin with Wall of Fire, Part 1, Clash at Gettysburg. Chapter 1, A Difficult Choice. Ellen Griffith knew the French Quarter of New Orleans very well, but as she made her way down a narrow street late one Tuesday evening, she felt a chill of fear.
"Shouldn't have come this way," she thought.
And the faint sound of movement coming from an alleyway ahead gave her a warning as plain as the cocking of a gun. She whirled around and dashed back down the dimly lit street. The flickering yellow streetlights threw her shadow on the walls that lined the narrow corridor. Her feet made a quick patter on the cobblestones, and the shadow became a leaping gargoyle.
"No good to scream," Ellen thought.
The sound of pounding feet behind her caused her to turn her head. Two men were almost on her. She knew she could not outrun them, and she knew what terrible things lay ahead if they had their way. Young women disappeared from the streets of the quarter, most of them sold into white slavery, chattel for one of the many brothels in New Orleans. Stopping abruptly, Ellen rammed her hand into her coat pocket and whipped out the small revolver. She had never fired it. She wasn't even certain that it would fire. But as the two men converged on her, she lifted the weapon and pulled the trigger. The explosion echoed through the streets, and both men stopped as abruptly as if they'd run into a brick wall.
"Nom de Dieu!"
one of them gasped. In a thick French accent, the other cried out,
"Do not shoot!"
Ellen leveled the pistol at his head and pulled the hammer back.